One of the sad things about old age, and I don't really speak from first-hand knowledge, though I am succumbing to some of these problems, is that you remember occasions in which you were supremely happy, but sometimes you can't quite recall the name of a piece that you really enjoyed or a poem that you had heard or something, and you just remember that you really, really liked it. So there may have been lots of pieces that our friend Bob loved, but it would have been too much of an effort to go through his collection of music and point out ones that he would have liked to have played at his funeral. And then, of course, there's also the problem of balancing what he wants with what his family wants and what the other mourners at the funeral would like to hear, and so on and so forth. It's hard to tell because, as I said, Bob did not really like a lot of the French composers. I think he found them a little bit too wispy. To make matters worse, this is actually a sort of a new age performance by in with a different instrumentation.
Thank you.
This is a strange movement from Brahms's Requiem, where the words of the Lord is put into the part of a soprano. So there are various theories as to why Brahms did this, but it's actually lovely and very evocative. So here it is from the Brahms Requiem.
Thank you.
This is a song that's traditionally sung at funerals in my family. It's a version of the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord's My Shepherd," but sung to a tune that my mother liked. And so while she was alive, of course, that was the tune that she would choose for all our relatives, and everybody liked it. When my mother died at 2:14, this is the one we played at her memorial service. it's my radio. It's independent radio for open minds. This is Archie's Archives, and three quarters of the way through. Please stay tuned.